Welcome back to another episode of Allie's Quest for Self. Let's dive into today's topic. Surface level versus deep connections. What really matters? In a world where we're more connected than ever, why do we often feel so alone? Whether you're at a restaurant, a theater, or a bustling rooftop bar, you'll see groups of people talking, laughing, and seemingly enjoying themselves. But look closer, and you'll notice many are glued to their phones, barely engaging with each other. Their faces often reveal a sense of disconnection, even in the middle of social gatherings. Over the past weekend, I found myself at a stunning rooftop bar in Madrid with breathtaking 360-degree views. The December evening was uncharacteristically warm, no coat required, a rarity in Madrid. The sunset painted the sky in vibrant hues of orange and pink, creating a picture-perfect scene. Yet, despite the beauty surrounding us, a sense of disconnection hung in the air. Many people were there, physically present, but absent mentally, scrolling through their phones, trying to capture the perfect selfie, while their eyes remained vacant, like the view wasn't enough to hold their attention. As I searched for my friends, I noticed how many people looked. They looked unhappy. Here we were on a beautiful Saturday evening, and yet some seemed disengaged, as if the experience itself wasn't enough. It made me think about the difference between simply being around people and forming meaningful connections. So let's talk about the paradox of connection. Studies show that despite being constantly connected online, people today report higher levels of loneliness than ever before. It's a paradox of modern life. Surrounded by people, yet starved for genuine connection. Social media plays a huge role in this. We often portray curated versions of our lives, craving likes and followers. But what does that attention translate into in real life? For many, it means absolutely nothing. For others, good monetary compensation. Half of the people we connect with online offer no real value in our lives. We've probably never even met them. Yet we eagerly share moments with strangers, hoping to appear enviable. But are those the connections we truly want? Are they fulfilling? Do you genuinely feel any different after realizing your picture got over 100 likes? Chances are, it doesn't. So let's talk about the difference between being surrounded and being connected. Over the past 2 years, since the end of my 8-year relationship, I spent a lot of time reflecting on the relationships in my life. I've realized that I often jumped into relationships for all the wrong reasons, and not just romantic ones. Society subtly pressures us to reach certain milestones by a certain age, be in a relationship, have a great group of friends, settle down. If we don't, it's easy to feel like something is wrong with us. But being with someone just to check a box doesn't lead to fulfillment. Toward the end of my long-term relationship, I found myself deeply unhappy, not just with the relationship, but with myself. Since then, I've made a conscious effort to seek out connections that are genuine, both in dating and friendships. And what I've discovered is this: deep, meaningful connections are rare but essential. They nourish us in ways surface-level interactions never can. So, surface-level friendships, are they enough? Recently, I had lunch with a group of women I know. I wouldn't call them my core friends, but the conversation as we were having lunch, shifted to an interesting topic. Would you tell a friend if she had gained a significant amount of weight? My immediate response was, yes, I would. Not out of judgment, but out of care. If someone I genuinely care about is going through something that's manifesting physically, I'd want to check in. That's simply my character. To my surprise, two of the women disagreed. They believed it would be mean to bring it up. That conversation stuck with me. To me, a real friend is someone who tells you the truth, even when it's uncomfortable. Not out of cruelty, but because they care about your well-being. True friends don't just talk about what you're wearing or who you're dating. They ask, how are you really doing? They're willing to have tough conversations. As I've grown older, I've realized not everyone can or wants to have those deeper conversations. Some don't know how to be vulnerable, while others are simply not ready. So let's talk about the value of deeper connections. I recently met a woman in my neighborhood, and we often grab drinks or lunch. At first, our conversations were very surface level. We'd only meet and talk about the neighborhood, maybe grab a drink, and just catch up on things that were happening in our day-to-day lives and our work. One day, we had the opportunity to dive deeper into our conversations, and we started shifting towards things about family. I opened up about how my mother's stroke had affected me emotionally and physically, and how it still does. That moment shifted our relationship. She went from someone who I would only have casual conversations with to someone I now confide in. And I believe it's mutual. During these past couple of months, our relationship has been able to flourish. And I will say that there can be challenges with finding deep connections while living abroad. Let's talk about it. Living abroad has made things more apparent for me. Deeper connections, surface level connections. My closest friends are thousands of miles away in California, and maintaining those deep connections across time zones can sometimes be challenging. While I've met wonderful people here in Madrid, many of them fall into the category of surface level friendships. People to grab lunch with or enjoy a night out. And sometimes that's okay. Not every connection needs to be profound, but we all crave a handful of relationships where we can really be ourselves without masks, without pretense. This desire for authenticity doesn't just fall within friendships. It falls in the dating scene as well. I've been on dates where I felt an instant connection, a sense of ease in being myself. Those moments are rare but refreshing. On the flip side, there are dates where the conversation feels forced, shallow, or transactional. In those moments, I ask myself, does this person see me for who I truly am? Or are they just filling a temporary void? If it's the latter, I've learned to walk away. Dating has taught me to value depth over surface level attraction. It's not about how quickly someone responds to a text or how polished their profile is. It's about how they make me feel when we're together. So let's talk about choosing quality over quantity. The connections we keep, whether in friendship or love, shape who we are. Not everyone deserves a front row seat in your life. Some connections will serve a purpose for a season, teaching us valuable lessons about life and, importantly, about ourselves. But the ones that matter, the ones that help us grow, evolve, and feel truly seen, are worth nurturing. So as you navigate friendships and relationships, ask yourself, am I being authentic? Am I being my authentic self with this person? Do they genuinely care about me? Or are they just filling space in my life? Am I leaving this interaction feeling energized? Or am I leaving feeling drained? Life is far too short for anything less than real connections. In a world that often glorifies quantity over quality, followers over friendships, and appearances over authenticity, it's easy to settle for surface-level connections. But true fulfillment lies in the relationships that nourish our souls, challenge us to grow, and offer a safe space to be our most authentic selves. It's those rare, meaningful connections that remind us of the beauty of being seen and heard for who we truly are. They're the friendships that withstand time and distance, and the romantic connections that offer more than fleeting excitement. They offer depth, trust, and understanding. So as we navigate the noise of modern life, let's choose connection over convenience, depth over distraction, and authenticity over appearances. Because life isn't measured by how many people surround us, but by how deeply we're connected to the ones who matter the most. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Allie's Quest for Self. Podcast available on all podcast platforms. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Allie's Quest for Self.